Hello and welcome to Lifetime and Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
I'm Maria Konopkin.
Maria!
Maria's here!
Maria, you are here. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Really, like... I was like, Maria's going to be so good on this podcast.
Yeah.
Not to set you up, like, everyone's going to be like,
succeed. Oh. It's going to be fine. Yes. Or it's going to be bad.
There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of pressure.
No pressure.
There's so much pressure.
Well, because me and Maria are buddies. We perform for Generation Latinx.
Yeah.
And I just, like, have so much fun with her on stage. So I was like, I got to get her on here. Mm-hmm. It was instant. Like, we didn't even know each other when we were playing.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, like, the first show? I was like, this is so weird. Like, I feel like I've known this woman forever.
I know. We were singing and then we were Valley Girls. And I'm like, oh, we're in my repertoire. We're good.
Yep. Yeah. Definitely my wheelhouse. Singing and Valley Girls. I'm good.
Boom.
Yeah. I'm good. What more do you need?
Boom. Done.
Nothing more.
Yep. Nothing more. So Maria, what is your experience with Lifetime in the past?
Lifetime was the channel that we watched The Golden Girls and The Nanny and then really bad movies.
Yes.
It was the movies that were like, naughtier than maybe what was on other channels like Hallmark or something.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like, ooh, something bad's going to happen. Because for a long time, it was like, I guess they still have it, but it was more of like, ooh, sexy time kind of thing. And for like very like coming from a conservative family, that was really sexy. Now I'm sure it was just like kiss and that was it, but I thought it was scandalous.
Right? You're like, oh my gosh, this is X-rated.
Right.
Men with their shirts off.
Oh yeah.
What?
Yes, very strong back muscles.
And that's why I really like back strong muscles.
Yeah, me too. I love back strong muscles.
Back strong muscles.
So, Drew.
Yeah.
We are talking about the wrong cruise today.
The wrong cruise.
Summer hit.
Okay.
Lifetime summer hit starring Vivica A. Fox. I'm going to read through the rest of the names and you're not going to care about them, but just Vivica A. Fox. Also, in my notes, I call her Vivica A. Fox. I don't call her her character name because she is that important.
That makes sense.
I didn't realize what her character name was till halfway through. And I was
like,
doesn't
matter.
No. And then they said her character name. I was like, no, she wrote on the bathroom. That's when I realized it.
You're like, who's that?
I was like, who? Wait, help? What? Oh, that's not Vivica A.
Vivica A. Fox. Also starring William McNamara, Andres Ledondo.
LeBlader.
Sydney Nicole Rogers and wait for it, Dominique Swan makes a little cameo appearance. Lifetime OG. You might know her from, I don't know what you would know her from, Drew, but Dominique Swan, you definitely know her for
I'm
sure.
Trying, okay, here's what's going on. I'm trying to look up the wrong cruise on just to like get the IMDb jam going on. It keeps bringing up the wrong crush.
Oh, or the...
Which is also a Lifetime movie.
Yes, there's lots of wrongs. It's like a brand.
The wrong
boyfriend, the wrong neighbor, the wrong sister.
You picked the wrong one, dude.
The wrong swipe, which is one we covered this season.
Oh, that's right, the wrong swipe.
Yes, I keep...
Okay, I finally found it.
You found it. So Dominique Swan, Drew, is like Kirsten Dunst. They were like on the same level. And then Kirsten Dunst like found Sofia Coppola and like took off. And Dominique Swan... Yeah. Okay. Does, I mean, the girl works. She's, if you go to her IMDb,
look at it.
In production, she has like 10 films.
Man, she was in Face Off.
Face Off. Yeah, she was the daughter.
Yeah. That's right. And she was in Lolita.
And her part was not really like that necessary in this movie, but it was like, oh, we've seen her before. So she must know someone.
Yeah, she's getting it done. Getting it done. Okay, jumping right into the movie. So the movie starts out pretty crazy, right? I thought my recording was wrong and like it started in the middle of something or the end of the movie previous.
Oh,
No. So we have a white lady, blonde hair.
Okay.
A little like, I don't know, like maybe 40s, like definitely not the star of the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know what I'm watching right now. She's very loosely tied up with like big ropes.
Yeah, I was like, I literally wrote, those ties on the blonde lady were too loose, and why are we running in the woods? Google a Target and Uber.
Yes, exactly. She's in a very nice house, though. Oh, so yes. It's like, she's not in like the dingy basement or something. She's like in a very nice place, and she's running through the woods, freaking out, and then you see like, I don't know, a hand or something.
Like these hands, and then it goes black.
Yeah, so she's in a bad place. Okay. Something got her in the woods.
Would she be accredited to the abducted woman?
That sounds correct.
Yes. Okay. She only had like two lines later in the movie.
Oh, right. Then we cut to Vivica A. Fox. Right.
And then...
Or, I'm getting out of these ropes.
I'm going to get out of these ropes.
Yes.
That's the second line.
So we cut to Vivica A. Fox. She's on her phone. And she's booking a trip to Mexico. And she literally is like this, Drew. She has her phone. She's like, two tickets to Mexico. Cruise is booked. Bloop, bloop.
Yep.
She says that out loud.
Yeah. She's like dictating what she's doing.
And like the camera clearly says like, oh, one, two. Boom.
Right. And like the director was probably like, boing. Vivica A. Fox, I know you're a living legend, but those are like in parentheses. You don't need to say those. Those aren't lines. It's like describing what you're doing in the script.
She's like, I know what I'm about.
She's like, oh, whatever, okay? I'm Vivica A. Fox. You deal with it.
I'll say what... And they're just like, all right.
Note to Drew, Vivica A. Fox saying whatever is like, happens a lot in this movie.
Good. Yes.
Okay?
Good. Mm-hmm.
And if every time she does it, I'm like, she forgot her line and she was done and they couldn't keep filming.
No, she kept saying, I'm in it. It was an Independence Day. I don't need to be here.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Like, Vivica A. Fox right now, she got a lot of work done.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she actually looks older.
Well, she is older.
But, like, no, she looks older than if she would have gotten...
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, I see what you're saying.
She would have been fine. Like, she would have aged fine. But when you get the, like, that amount of work done...
Yeah.
Where it literally changes the shape of your face...
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I didn't recognize her. I was like, Vivica A. Fox? Wait, that's the woman in...
Kill Bill?
She doesn't look like like anyone I recognize now. I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. Anyway.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But we have our own Lifetime, and that's good for us, right?
We got our own Lifetime.
Right.
She does Lifetime pretty frequently.
Let's do it.
She does that or, like... The one I was just talking about, and I can't even know. I gotta look up what station it was, but it was another cruise movie, which I got it confused with.
Christmas Cruise,
yeah.
Yeah, she was on Christmas Cruise, Drew. So we didn't cover that one, but I think we should go back and do a very special Christmas Cruise episode with Vivica A. Fox.
Okay.
We'll pair it with this episode, The Wrong Cruise, and it will just be a cruise. Maybe we could do like a cruise sponsorship and get go on a cruise.
Yeah, let's go on a cruise.
Go on a cruise.
And we'll do a live episode. We'll all three go.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We'll do live episodes on the cruise.
And I'm going to wear my best Jennifer Lopez 2000 hat and my sunglasses.
Yeah.
I love it. We have to wear all white.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah, of course. We're on a cruise.
Speaking of cruises.
Linen white, yeah.
Vivica Fox books her cruise to Mexico immediately after she says, done,
generally, booked. Generally to Mexico. Just to
Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay.
We see a masked or in shadow person stealing her identity.
Cool.
On the other end of the computer. Because that's how computers work.
Yeah.
Right? Sure.
Yep.
So it turns out Vivica A. Fox has a daughter. Her name is Skylar. And she's on the track team. Okay. And she... just punches people that are getting bullied and then gets in trouble, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's just like a teenager does.
Yeah. She's looking out for other people.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good teen.
She's not looking out for herself. She's looking out for the lesser
people
who need help. And she gets in the principal's office and Vivica A. Fox goes and she gets suspended for 2 weeks. And it's a good thing that she's suspended because Vivica just booked the cruise.
I was like, okay, so it didn't even matter. You weren't going to be here. So now you're suspended.
Right. Skylar, I know you're suspended from school, but I booked a trip to Mexico and you're going.
And you're going.
You're so punished.
You get to get a tan and everything.
Right. But it actually does turn out to be a punishment, Drew.
That's
You'll
true.
See. You'll
oh,
see.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Why it's called the wrong cruise.
The wrong cruise.
The wrong one.
So they have a cute like mother-daughter relationship, even though they're strained. Like, I just like the chemistry between the two actresses. Like,
yeah,
I think Vivica A. Fox is like good at playing a mom.
Right.
Because she's like a no bullshit mom.
Well, because she's a mom. Yeah. In real life, right?
I don't know, I guess. Well,
yeah. Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, she's a mom.
Sure. Yeah. She's a mom. She has twins. Okay.
Great.
Allegedly. Allegedly, she has twins.
Yeah. She may have adopted another person. Who knows?
So we also learned that their relationship has been strained because the father has passed away. So Vivica A. Fox is a widow. Mm-hmm. She's ready to get her cruise on, find
it's
a new man.
It's not a Lifetime movie unless one of the parents have died.
Yeah. You gotta have a dead parent.
You have to have a dead parent.
They don't really say how he died, but it doesn't really matter.
I think they said heart attack, actually.
Oh, heart attack.
But then I don't know. I mean, maybe that's what I thought. Sure. I think they mentioned it.
Usually they do car crash.
So they are boarding the cruise now. Lifetime's wasting no time. We're just getting on the cruise. And Vivica A. Fox meets a very handsome stranger.
Okay.
His name's Dante. He's a Latinx guy.
Yep.
He's pretty hot. He's in something. I looked him up and I was like, oh, that guy is in stuff.
Yeah. This guy's Andres Londono?
Yeah, Dante in the movie.
Yeah.
But he like cuts to the chase and he's like, are you married? Like, what's going on? We should get dinner. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, get it.
Right.
Get it, Dante. Mm-hmm. And Vivica A. Fox is like, okay, well, you know, I'm going to put that on the back burner. Mm-hmm. But first I got to like check into my cruise because it literally happens right away.
They're like, I thought he was the bag person at first. And I'm all like, okay. And then I was like, wait a minute. No, he's not. What is he doing?
The bag person. Yeah.
He's kind of the bag person.
He's like wearing
a white suit.
He was
like taking the luggage off the thing. I don't know.
That's a little racist.
He was just being helpful. You know, they're not in Mexico yet, Drew. Yeah. So,
okay.
More on Latin stereotypes later. Okay.
Okay.
There's a whole sequence.
Yes. So their relationship is on the mend, Vivica and Skylar. And this is where I wrote that Vivica loves to say whatever and roll her eyes, and then that's the end of the scene.
Mm-hmm. Also, the boat looked like the Titanic at one point. I wrote, why does the boat look like the Titanic?
Hey, I think, you know, it was left over from James Cameron's set.
Who said that?
Right?
Yeah. Oh, wait. That's not a line.
That's not
no,
a line.
It looked the Titanic, and I was like,
it looked old, like... It had like an older ship.
Yeah, it looked old.
It was like a ship, mm-hmm. You know?
I mean, like a cruise ship's... I mean, ships look like ships, but
no,
like...
No, it looked older.
It looked older. No.
Like, did you see that movie on Netflix, Like Father, with Kristen Bell and Kelsey Grammer?
No.
Well, let me tell you, that cruise ship on there looked amazing. It was like... I was so shocked. There were so many windows and so many rooms. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, I didn't know that's what cruises were.
Yeah, ships are big.
This did not look like mm-hmm. that. This looked like we had a Lifetime has a boat budget and it was very small. They're like, just give us a big boat and we'll just film it like very on a like low angle.
And it's probably in a lot of boat movies of theirs.
It's a lot of boat movies.
You know, they have Christmas boat. They have
Christmas boat.
The wrong cruise.
The wrong cruise.
They have a cruise.
The right
for a bruising.
The right cruise.
The Right Cruise. The Wrong
Cruise. Which is probably a Hallmark movie.
Sure, yeah.
It's The Right Cruise. The correct cruise.
Not to be outdone by her mother, Skylar also meets a cute boy named Rico. Mm-hmm. And now Vivica is going on a date with Dante, and Skylar goes on a date with Rico.
Oh, Rico.
Mm-hmm. They're like dancing and being young.
This is
hilarious.
This is his Rico.
Yeah.
This is his headshot.
No, it's not.
He's wearing a turtleneck pulled over his mouth and nose.
You just see his eyes
and like the bridge of his nose. And it's black and white.
He probably thought that was going to be like so artistic.
Right. Maybe that was like in like Interview magazine or something. Like he's like, I've made it. that's the first picture.
That's his main. That's his main picture on IMDb. All right,
since
Rico.
This is a Lifetime movie, as they're dating and enjoying the cruise, there is a creepy cruise director who is lurking around and just watching them and just kind of being weird in general.
Okay.
So, and he sneaks into their cabins and steals their passports. Whatever.
Which is like my biggest fear of when like people come into my room and steal my stuff. Like, I don't know. I think my mom...
Losing your passport?
Your passport?
Well, no, though. Like, I feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's because of my mom. My mom would have, like, when we stayed somewhere, would put it in like a safe. And so it's like not in a safe. Someone's going to come steal it.
I mean, yeah, when you're traveling abroad, that passport is like, that's how you're going to get back into your country where you live.
Yeah. That's so, like your...
You got to have
your passport.
Yes. So the next morning, after some very sweet lovemaking that Vivica A. Fox would not let Lifetime film, it's implied because she woke up in a nice bed and looked beautiful.
Yeah.
She got it on with Dante.
She got some Dante jams. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, let's go on a sailboat. We'll have plenty of time. She's like, really? We'll have time like when we're porting to like go to a sailboat and sail back? And he's like, I do it all the time, don't worry. And Skylar is also going out with Rico, and he's like, let's go hiking on this deserted trail, no big deal, there's no one there. And the like person who works for the cruise is like, everyone be back at 5 p.m everyone make sure that you're here or we'll leave you. Everyone, she says, like all the she goes through like a laundry list of stuff. And it's like, okay, we get it. Okay. If they're not back by 5, I think we know what's going to happen, but we'll see. Maybe they'll make it. Maybe they'll make it. And Vivica A. Fox, of course, is on the cruise with Dante, and they run into some problems.
Right.
The engine, or like the motor, something with the motor. The radio doesn't work. They can't call for help or Mayday.
Yeah.
And she passes out because she was maybe roofied by her champagne.
Yeah, she says she drank too much, but we all know.
Vivica A. Fox.
Yes, right? Vivica A. Fox. And Skylar, meanwhile, is trying to hike back. They get lost, I think, on the trail. And they make it back, but it's like, where's my mom? Where's my mom? And Rico's like, oh, it's fine. Let's go to the police, or... He's trying to make her miss the cruise, right?
Sure.
But she wouldn't leave her mom, I don't think.
No.
Right? And she's, like, not getting suspicious for some reason, but he, like, is literally, like, we'll go to the police station. It's not that far. And then they're, like, going, and it's, like, far. She's, like, where are we going? This is, like, the deserted middle of nowhere. And he's, like, oh, the police station's right around the corner. Don't worry. Mm-hmm. And then she gets suspicious when he, like, chloroforms her, of course.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty good sign.
Not that it, like, all of a sudden became dark and when it was bright outside.
Yes. Speaking of daytime, nighttime, Lifetime doesn't care about daytime or nighttime.
No.
It just goes through, it doesn't
matter.
There's
no, like, no. Yeah.
No continuity.
No.
That's my favorite part, though, because all of a sudden it's like, we've been only gone for 20 minutes and now it's pitch dark.
And now it's nighttime.
It's 5 p.m. and it's pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, turns out, if you couldn't predict, Drew, Dante and Rico and the cruise director are all in cahoots.
What? No.
They're trying to get Vivica A. Fox's husband's life insurance money, which is $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, but wait, what?
I don't know why it's $1 million. It just is $1 million.
I mean, my life insurance is pretty good.
Okay.
But.
Well, don't say that on this podcast, Drew.
Guess who's going to kill Drew?
I know, right?
You won't get it. It'll go to someone
else. Sorry, I'm not bequeathed in.
No, you only get a little bit.
Okay,
you don't get the full thing though.
Right, I got enough to like hire a new producer to like produce the podcast and just enough, replace you.
Which is like it's like $25
a week, or no, just $25. Like $25
total.
Fair.
I can get you a good.
I'll find someone.
One lump sum, $25.
Yes,
in nickels.
Wonderful.
It is. Yeah, you do get it in nickels. That's just kind of a jokey thing. I know it
Nickels
would just be
cool.
kind of a pain in the ass, but
Nickel
it's just almost, it's trendy. More just a pain in the ass thing. It's
sure.
fun.
So then we see Vivica A. Fox going to the bank with Dante, and Skylar's very loosely tied up, again, in chains this time, but very loose.
Okay.
It's like if someone like put a chain on you.
And they just like
for a photo shoot.
Draped it around you.
Prima.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's trying to break free. And it just seems like really unfair that Vivica Fox gets to go to the fancy bank and Skylar is just like in chains. It's not fair.
Okay.
And what looks like a church.
Yeah.
The bank?
No, that's where Skylar is tied up.
Oh. She's tied up in a church? We don't know. We don't know. It's Mexico.
Yeah.
It's Mexico. There's so many churches. I can't even.
Sure. Mexican Catholics. It's a thing.
Who knows?
At the bank, Dante's like, do not do anything funny, okay?
Yeah, no funny business.
And Vivica Fox like, okay.
Okay.
I won't.
But.
I promise.
She does. Does funny
she pulls
business.
The fire alarm, writes on the mirror. This is when she writes her name, I guess, in the mirror.
Yep.
But I didn't even write down what her name was, so it doesn't matter.
Claire Tanner.
Great. And Dante, of course, finds out and takes her back. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's like, nothing's going to happen from this. You're just going to get in more trouble.
Yeah.
Vivica A. Fox.
Vivica A. Fox, if that is your real name. It is.
It is.
It is her name. And he like takes her away before the police can come or whatever. Because, you know, it's Mexico. So I don't know what the police situation there is.
I mean, you can. It's, you know, it's kind of up in the air.
Right. Sure.
It's kind of up in the air.
The policia are coming?
Yeah, policia. But you can just kind of. You can pay them. You can pay them if you want.
Yeah.
You can pay them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
That's if you're like. They'll pull you over. I grew up in Arizona, so like it's a border state. Yeah. So if you're in Mexico and they pull you over, they'll be like, this didn't happen to me, this happened to a friend. They said, we're going to take you in for all this. Like, I didn't do anything. Well, then you can pay us and then we won't take you in.
Yeah, they do. My dad lives in Mexico and like this
all the time.
Yeah.
Like you would just, if they saw like a gringo driving. On the street, they'll just be like, pulling them over.
Yeah.
And then my dad, racial
profiling?
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. But they're just kind of like, as a gringo, he's probably got some money.
Right.
And my dad has just like, it happens so often that my dad has a 200 peso bill always next to his driver's license.
What?
So he pulls it out. So whenever they're pulling him over, he hands him his driver's license with the 200 peso bill under it so that
they just run the thing and
they're like, okay, you're good, go on, you know, like that.
Wow. Okay, well,
it's a sweet little deal.
Vivica A. Fox and Skylar knew this, they wouldn't be in trouble.
Yeah, they could have just paid them off.
They wouldn't be in trouble, but they are in trouble. And Skylar gets free from her very loose chain. She just like throws him off and she's like, Annie Leibovitz, I'm not doing your photo shoot. I'm out of here, Annie.
With her bobby pin, though. That was the thing.
Oh, right. Yeah.
She takes a bobby pin, and then I was watching this with my roommate, and we're like, she's going to get out with a bobby pin. We're like, yep.
What? Classic.
How?
She just takes it out and then picks a lock.
Yeah.
You can't pick a lock.
Yes, you can.
On Lifetime, you can.
I've seen it happen many a time.
I mean, you need a bobby pin, but you also need some other tools.
Sure. She's got her brain tool. She's got her, you know.
She got her sass tool.
Her sassy tool.
Yeah.
Yes. So she, of course, runs immediately into Rico, who's like very emotionally distraught because they kind of bonded over their father stories. Like her dad died. Like his parents, I think, both died. And he's like an orphan or something crazy.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
So they're like really have a connection. Not like Vivica Fox and Dante where it was just some coitus going on.
Jamming. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she's like trying to convince him to let her go. Skylar is trying to convince Rico. And she tells him about, he tells her about the woman from the beginning of the movie, the blonde woman. And do we get like a little flashback there?
Yeah. And then we see who actually grabbed the blonde woman, which was Rico. Uh-oh.
And he killed her in cold blood.
No.
Killed her dead. So things aren't looking so great for Skylar, you know?
Okay.
And things are going haywire over at the bank. The cruise director has an altercation with Dante because he's like, where's the money? Like, you're supposed to get the money. And Dante just kills him. And he's like, I'm done with you. You're out of here. Because he wanted to like up his percentage of his cut. Because he's like, I stole the passports. I should get more money. Dead.
What? So what? Like
the cruise left the cruise director.
That's
what you're thinking.
Oh, okay.
They just left him. And he was like, they're going to catch on that I'm not there. I'm the cruise director. Like,
I don't care.
Yeah, Dante's like,
kill
okay.
you.
You're dead.
I'm the villain. I kill anyone in my way.
Yes.
Real quick, how are they getting the money from the hut? What?
It's like a wire transfer type of situation.
Oh, so oh, okay. So they've she's already got like the dad's the husband was he's dead.
Yes.
They already have the million.
Right.
So they're trying to
yes,
do
yes. They like were a, okay. Vivica A. Fox and Skylar were targeted because I think they have this insurance thing, you know?
Yeah.
So when they hack the computers, you know,
but
at the
then
beginning,
like if you steal someone's identity, then you just can be there
just
them
do it.
And then just do it. You don't have to kill anybody.
Well, these guys don't have any ladies to pretend to be Vivica K. Fox. They have no lady friends because they kill them all
yeah,
from the
just,
cruise.
They just have to. They have to kill them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's terrible. I mean,
they just have
but,
to.
You know.
I mean, I get it. You know, you just
if
have
these
to.
Guys wanted me to be their lady friend and put on a wig, I totally would do that.
I
and
would.
And go to the bank.
And then I'd be like, give me a percentage.
I'd even shave my beard.
Give me. I would shave mine.
There you go.
I'd be like, give me a percentage and I'll, here we go.
I mean, not even a high percentage. Give me 5% of a million. I don't
5%,
care.
5%? That's easy. That's
all
a
I gotta
good,
do is pretend to be someone else.
That's 100 something thousand or whatever. I don't know.
Yes.
Whatever math.
So Rico eventually decides to like let Skylar go. And he like releases her into the woods. And somehow Vivica Fox gets into the woods too.
Oh, no. They like, so they came. Like, he released her. He's like, oh, no, you have to stay because they have your mom. So the both of them are in that room.
Yes.
And then Dante leaves because he's meeting up with the cruise director.
Gotcha. So, yeah, they're both there. But then they get out, right?
Rico lets them out when Dante leaves.
Wait, so does Rico get, like a new heart? Does what? He?
Yes.
Does he grow
he does.
His heart?
He does.
Grows three sizes that day?
But Dante is, like, where did they go?
Where they go?
Because he's off killing the cruise director. He comes back and Rigo's like, I don't know.
and then he puts his turtleneck. He's like,
yes,
I don't
he
know.
Puts his turtleneck over his face and he's like, I'm gonna hide.
You can't see me.
Of course, Dante kills him, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't he just shoot? He's like, okay, well, goodbye, turtleneck.
Pop,
you dead.
Oh. Okay.
Also, Lifetime spent a lot of money elsewhere, but not on blood, because nobody had any blood.
No blood. The blood budget was. I mean, they had to buy the cruise.
Right.
They had to like.
Blood is.
They had to call James Cameron. They had to get the Titanic boat. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. So like when he died, it was just like, I hope she was worth it. Bang, and then he stands there and then he falls. I'm like, jeez.
He's like
dead.
Oh.
Dead. So
he has a second heart. That's nice. That's cool. That's an interesting little thing.
Yes, right? It was nice. I enjoyed
I always like that. I like the villains that like have their hearts grow three sizes that day kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy that little trope.
So
not gonna lie.
Yeah. Skylar and Vivica are gone. They're running in the woods.
Okay.
Dante, here's our big scene from Dominique Swan, Kirsten Dunst, B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kirsten Dunst light.
Mm-hmm.
She shows up. She's the cruise director's girlfriend.
Yeah.
For some reason, the cruise director called her to come help him, or I don't even know why she's there. She's in a car and she sees Dante and she's like, oh, I'm just here to meet my friend. And he's like, okay. Okay, great. You know, he's not here, so you should probably leave. And she's like, well, I'm going to a party. Do you want to come? He's like, I'll pass. And she, like, goes to get away, and then she realizes, I don't even know, like...
I think the headlight turned on, and then there he was.
She's, like, going to get back in her car, and, like, the headlights turn on, and she sees the body of the cruise director, and now Dante has to kill her, mm-hmm. and she's dead.
Okay, and he just kills her, too?
That's the scene.
Dante.
And it's, like, Dominique Swan is a big actress
right.
to come in for that. It could have been the blonde lady from the beginning of the movie. I mean, it didn't matter. It was so weird. Really, Dominique Swan, what are you doing?
Hold out for more.
It was like
Dominique.
She auditioned for the role and they were like, we're going to cast Dominique in this role. And then Vivica showed up and they were like, never mind. Here, Dominique, take this role. And she's
Vivica.
Like, I need work. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Do I have lines? Great. Get paid.
She did have lines. And she does look good.
Dominique, get paid
she
that
looks
money.
Pretty much the same.
She's had good work.
You're beautiful. Get paid that money for saying stuff.
That's
on
right.
Screen.
And it's probably a day worth of work.
Yeah.
So now we get to like the crazy finale.
Okay.
So Dante heads back to the house and he sees that they're gone and he shoots Rico, blah, blah, blah. Where am I? So everyone's dead in this movie. Pretty much.
So everyone's fucking dead.
For $1 million, which doesn't seem like it's a lot, but like for all that he has to go through.
Yeah, like a million. It's weird to say that nowadays.
Yes.
But a million.
It's not.
When you win American Idol
and you get $1 million and you get a record contract and you can have a career, then yes.
Yeah.
But if you're just doing all this for $1 million.
Just like straight up $1 million. And you're going to be paying some people.
You got to cut. You got to cut it up. Well, he killed all his. He gets 100% now. Everyone's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Or he'll get 0% because he's going to get caught because he's dumb.
So the policia show up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, hey, guys, like, I guess I'm going to kill you now, too. And he just kills the cops, takes their uniform, jumps in their car, and, like, goes after Vivica A. Fox and Skylar.
Okay.
So four people for $1 million he's killed.
Okay. Yeah. So is this when we have the scene with the, like, gas station attendant?
Yeah, because they're in the car and they're like, we're running out of gas, and then they go, oh, there's a gas station right there.
So they pull over to the gas station. It's all in like Spanish, which I appreciated because it was like not subtitled.
That's good,
because I'm like, well, I know what they're saying because I understand Spanish. I don't speak it very well.
Yeah,
but they didn't even bother to subtitle it. It was literally like,
speak Spanish.
It was like, learn Spanish, Americans, you need to learn.
Oh, really? They didn't subtitle
it? No.
Nope.
I loved it. I was like, good on you, that's Lifetime. Cool. And it was like,
I like it when movies where you're kind of like, I got what'd they say?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta learn that. Yeah. I gotta know that.
But like, it wasn't like so advanced that you wouldn't understand the story. Right. Like the gas station attendant and her son are there, and they see a newscast, and it's like Vivica Fox and Skylar's like photos, and it's like they're very dangerous. Muy peligroso.
Mm-hmm.
And Vivica Fox and Skylar come up and they're like, hi, we need help. And they're like, ooh, you're the bad people that were on the news. You know?
Yeah.
Except I don't know how you'd say that in Spanish. Malas personas. News.
News.
I don't know how to say news in Spanish.
It's news. I think it's just news. No, it's not.
I have no idea.
It's a borrowed word.
Sure.
It's a borrowed English word.
But then they're like, okay, you know, don't hurt us. And they send them on their way. And Dante, of course, is like going after them.
So somehow Dante got both of them wanted.
Yes.
In Mexico.
Oh, because when he stole the police car, he then on the radio.
Yeah,
okay. That's what happened.
Yeah, he caught on the radio.
I was going to have a big problem.
Again, in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, these girls are dangerous and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
So he catches up with them. And I'm sorry, I'm just trying to see if this is when it turns to daytime. I think so.
Yeah, when he finds them.
And now it's
daytime. In the middle of the night. And he gets, Vivica Fox is like, I'll transfer you the money. Just let my daughter go.
Uh-huh.
Don't worry about it. And she goes for like her weapon of choice, which is a wrench.
Ah, yeah, a wrench.
In the library. And we're in Clue.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And she hits Dante over the head, and they, like, try to run away, you know? So they're running through the woods again. Now it's daytime. And there's, like, a car chase before that in nighttime, and then it's daytime.
Yeah.
And Dante...
How was the car chase? Was it...
Well, he somehow caught up with them.
Were there a lot of cuts? And just, like, the car chase scene?
It was, like... shooting a car driving, shooting another car driving, shooting a car driving, shooting another.
So it wasn't like
No.
They didn't do like Mission Impossible.
No.
Style.
Vivica Fox does not do her own stunts.
There's not a blood budget.
So. Right.
That'd be sweet. That would be sweet if Vivica Fox did her own stunts. She's like, let's do this car chase. I know how to drive a car like crazy. Let's do it.
So they're running through the woods now, and Dante's chasing them, and they're like, there's like a struggle with Vivica Fox and Dante, and she shoots him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she has a gun.
He had a gun.
He had a gun from the police uniform that he stole.
Okay. And she got it from him?
And she she like gets it from him and just shoots him herself. There's no man to save her, nothing like that, which I like.
That's great.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then it's all over, and Skylar and Vivica A. Fox are back in the U.S., and they, like, Skylar is winning track meets and gonna go to college, and Vivica A. Fox is, like, at the meets because she wasn't at the meets before.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, they had a strained relationship.
Yeah.
Yep.
She's cheering her on, and that's it.
Great.
That's it.
So they got out of legal trouble in Mexico.
Oh, well, the police gave him a private jet back to the States.
Of course, as one does. Mm-hmm. For the inconvenience of having your passport stolen and a cruise director trying to kill you. Mm-hmm. It's the least they could do.
It's the least.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A private jet.
Sure. A. Fox read that. She's like, this is normal.
This makes sense.
Well,
this is what should happen.
This is the actress like manifesting into the role. She's like, you know, this script doesn't make sense. Can we just have them take a private jet? Because that's what I would do.
Well, you just take a private jet.
Huh. Right.
What do you mean? Like,
how else do you travel?
What do you
I understand the movie's called The Wrong Cruise, but it's only The Wrong Cruise because it should have been a jet the whole time.
Yeah.
There's only...
That's how you should have gone through Mexico.
Yes.
The Wrong Cruise.
The Wrong Cruise.
That's what this movie is called.
I know.
And it's not like...
It's not at all.
Many other titles that it could be.
It could be anything else. It could
be like The Wrong Vacation in general.
Yeah.
That's a sequel.
Bad Mexico. No,
I don't know. Okay. So I believe that wraps up our conversation for The Wrong Cruise.
It might. It might. I still have some questions, but.
Good. We'll get to you.
We'll get
to Maria, on the podcast, we either pour it up, that means yay, or put a cork in it, that means nay. What are you going to do to this movie and why?
Pour it up because it has Vivica A. Fox in it. And that's all you need.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
It's true.
Right.
I think that's right.
It's like any movie she's in, I compare it to Fast and Furious. The movies are not that great. However, like you get what you want. She's going for an Oscar and that's all you need.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you just changed my mind. I was going to put a cork in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because of, none of this makes sense.
Right.
Anytime there's like bad, like no one bothers to do like a research of like how you get your identity stolen and that kind of, like that could have been a cool thing. I was going to put a cork in it, but because you mentioned Fast and Furious.
I love Fast and Furious.
You get it.
I fucking love Fast and Furious.
Right.
And as if they keep making them, I will always watch them forever.
Right.
Forever until I die.
Yes.
And I understand what you're saying. And I'm going to also add the other thing is like getting that lifetime, letting that Spanish happen.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, you got to figure it out, dude. We live in a world where we got to learn some Spanish.
I loved it.
So I'm now going to pour it up. I changed my mind. But there's some bullshitty things.
Yes.
There's some fucky things about
but
it.
But true.
That shouldn't... that the shouldn't thing even is, been in it.
I'm also going to pour it up, and here's why.
Okay.
Because you're saying all the like logistics, but where Lifetime goes wrong is when they try to justify some things,
right,
but they don't justify everything.
Yeah.
So this movie justified nothing.
Nope.
At all.
So fine.
So, cool. Yes, that's good. That's okay. What I want. I don't want anything to make sense. I want it to be entertaining, and I want people to get shot, and I want people to get tied up in chains very loosely.
Absolutely. Right. And that is fair.
Do one or the other, because where we get muddy is when they're like trying to do a backstory, and I'm like, I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Cool. Want $1 million and you're killing a bunch of people? Great. Gotcha.
This was very entertaining.
That's how you do it.
I would highly recommend pour it up. Vivica Fox, again, anything she's in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I love that she does TV movies now because, you know, I'm kind of sad for her.
Right.
Because her career has gone this way. But, you know, it happens to a lot of people. Meredith Baxter, Bernie.
She's still getting paid.
She's getting paid. Dude. And she's getting paid good money.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean? Like,
she does one or two movies a year. It's in the same location because that was all filmed in LA.
She's doing perfectly
fine. Great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't actually have to go to Mexico.
No.
Mm. No, it was
Lifetime doesn't have that budget.
No.
It was all in LA.
No.
I will say the cruise part, which was not much, I don't think was green screened.
No.
Like it was like a cruise, like It was actually on a ship. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but that's like, that's not, that actually wouldn't cost that much.
To green screen?
No, oh, to just no, it would cost more to green screen than to just get on a ship.
I feel like Hallmark would green screen. You know what I mean?
Oh, they green screen.
Oh, yeah. Hallmark would green screen.
Like, we have all the money. We'll just make this look like whatever.
Well, but again, Hallmark, I will do it for half. Because I know how to do all that stuff.
Yes.
I
went to school for Drew's it. Got it. Hire gotcha. Drew.
I will do it for half of what you're paying some other schmuck to do.
Yes.
Anyway, I just need to put that out there.
Always.
If someone from Hallmark listens to this.
Hire us. Okay.
Hire us.
Maria.
Yes.
So that wraps up our conversation about the wrong cruise. But where can we find you on social media?
You can find me at Maria Konopkin. That's MariaKonopken at everything.
Cool. Yep. That's on everything across everything. The board. You've got that locked down.
I'm the only one.
Great. Any like things you want to talk about here just in general? Just
no,
things
I
about
really,
you?
I really liked this movie. And like at first I was like, how am I going to get through this? But once you get that like Lifetime filter on it, you're like,
yeah.
Because at first I started questioning, it's like, how are they know that the cruise director was going to then know that they were going to book a cruise? Like, what did they know and why did they get the hack and all this stuff? Or do they hack more? But like, once you like go like, okay, this
when you
is
just
Lifetime.
Go like, oh, fucking, I get it.
It's enjoyable. Yeah. It's a good hour and a half.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Anything else I want to just... I had a good time.
Good. I'm glad. You'll definitely be back for season 3.
Yeah.
Christmas movies coming soon.
Christmas
coming
movies.
Your way.
Here we fucking go.
Here we
I
go.
Love
we're gonna
movies.
Be getting into
yes.
it.
So Maria will definitely be back. Drew, where can we find you on social media?
As always, you can find me on Instagram at Drew Butt with Pants.
Wonderful. And you can find me on social media at Patrick Miguel. Don't forget to follow the podcast at Lifetime on Court. Or, and rate and review us on iTunes, 5 stars, emoji reviews, please. And check out our website, lifetimeoncourt.com. I believe that wraps it up for this episode. Okay, bye.
Bye.